An initiative application that seeks to give legal protection for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people in issues of employment, housing, and public businesses was filed yesterday with the Anchorage Municipal Clerk. The initiative is the second time the issue of equality for the LGBT community has been raised in the city. In 2009, the Anchorage Assembly passed a similar ordinance, but Mayor Dan Sullivan vetoed it. Trevor Storrs is a spokesperson for One Anchorage, the group that is working to get the proposal before voters as a ballot initiative in 2012. He says once they get clearance from the municipality, they'll need to gather at least 5,600 signatures.
We are really behind this ballot, and we believe the community is as well, that Anchorage really does believe that all residents should be treated fairly and equally by our laws. And this initiative ensures that the gay and transgender Alaskans who also work hard and play by the rules, no different than any other group in our community, will have the exact same legal protections as other Anchorage residents. So we feel that we will get a great support within our community, both within the gay community and our allies, to be able to make this signature process happen.
Storrs says Alaska has a live and let live attitude, but there is still discrimination.
A really good example is when an individual, let's say a woman, could be easily fired from her job solely because she's a lesbian. All of us and many of the community members who we've talked to really feel that nobody should be living in that type of fear, that they can be fired for any reasons having nothing to do with their job performance.
The municipal clerk's office has 10 days to review and approve the application and issue petition booklets. Supporters will then have 90 days to collect the needed signatures to get the issue before voters in 2012.